Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, or good evening, or whatever the time it is in your part of the world. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Hope you're having one amazingly fun, creative, today's Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday, so everybody's getting ready for the weekend. Have some fun. I've got some callers. I'll be with you in a second. Let me set the show up for those who have never listened to me before, never been on this show, and give you a little background, a quick, you know, quick little bio about what I do and where I've been and who I do and all that stuff. Who do I am, right? I've been doing psychic work or metaphysical work or spiritual work or whatever you call it for over 20-something years. I was in the business world for a long time, but I knew I was a natural channel. So that's what I am, really, a channel, an empath, and a channel energy. I did all the energy healing and all that sort of thing and psychic readings. But I've kind of narrowed it down over time, what I really like to do with people. And what I like to do is I like to talk about people's past lives because how that affects you now. I like to talk about how you can manifest the when, how, when, where of what you want to get in your life, okay? Because I really believe that spirit kind of gives people, okay, you've been asking for a relationship. Yeah, it's there. Boom. You've been asking for it. The universe is never going to deny you what you want. But the problem is sometimes about is that we're not in alignment with what we want. So that's really more important. The what and how is really more important about the when, because the when can change based on you and your attitude and your emotions and your fears and all that, your belief system, because the universe is going to give it to you. So I'm not going to preach here. So I'll get into an article or two today. And I also have been found that more and more lately, I like to talk to people who have passed, or I get information from people who have passed. I don't get names. That's the weirdest thing. My spirit guides kind of connect me with somebody, but I never get their name. I get a description. I get a little about their personality. Being an empath, I'm more about the connecting with the energy and feelings about the person. I get pictures of what they might look like or what they did look like. And I generally get kind of a relationship thing. So you kind of know, this is the right person that I'm trying to. And generally, the messages are all about how you're doing in your life. They're looking at you going, yeah, you're okay. Or, you know, you need to work on this. It's never usually about there's a buried treasure in your backyard somewhere. I don't get that kind of stuff. It's all about improving you, making you to be, or helping you. They're here to help you. Those who have passed, your family members and all that sort of thing, are here to help you to improve your life, to make you help you to get happier. It's all about happy, isn't it? Isn't it about being happy and feeling fulfilled? That was easy for you to say. Okay, let me take a couple calls, and let me do something else first. I got a 831, and I know you've been holding for a while, and I'll be there in about a minute. And 678, give me a minute or two. Let's see how it goes. And this is a quote. This is from the Abraham material. You know, The Secret, Abraham, Esther Hicks. They've been doing this for a long time. And this is from a workshop in Spokane, Washington, on May 30th, the year 2000. Wow, long time ago. Appreciation and self-love are the most important tools that you could ever nurture. I like that. Appreciation and self-love. Appreciation for others and the appreciation of yourself is the closest vibration match to your source energy. Now, I use the word source energy, source being the divine God, whatever you want to call it, but purely it's source, where everything came from. So, match to your source energy of everything that you've ever witnessed anywhere in the universe. So being in alignment with self-love and appreciation for yourself. So we were talking about getting what you want. That's where it's at. Okay, let me get back to this. Let me get back to your calls and see what's going on. Back to your calls. The Wayback Machine. Hello.
Is it a time machine? Hi, George. It's Lisa.
Would you like
California.
To go back in time? Well, that's kind of what I focus on, back in time, right?
Oh, not too far back. You know that saying, I like where I'm at, but if I were a few years younger, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, but you know that's the problem with that one, right? Sometimes we don't want to repeat the mistakes. So who am I speaking to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a name?
You the vibration of knowing your past. Are you speaking of past lives or speaking of past?
Generally past lives, or sometimes, but we want to get into, this is not kind of a therapeutic thing where we're going to go back to your childhood and dig up all that horrible stuff that happened to you and all those bad people that treated you rotten. No, we're not going to do that necessarily.
Okay.
But I am an empath, so I do pick up that some of that energy. But do you have a first name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, so what's going on, Lisa?
Well, if anything, I've been noticing, been traveling quite a bit. And in my travels, I've always known I've had claustrophobic issues. And something keyed in with me when I was a firefighter. I got trapped in a building, and I had the wits to get myself out of the building, but it made me feel as if I'd been there before. And in my travels, I'm fascinated by these Holocaust museums. And
I am chuckling because I'm putting two and two together, and you get this fear that you were thrown in an oven at one point. In a past life, right?
Oh, yeah. I cannot stand being controlled or in a hostile situation. It's tough.
Okay, so what year were you born?
65.
You know what? I'm going to give you this because I don't get, right off, I don't get, like, World War II in the ovens, okay? So I don't get that. I don't get that. Now, the Holocaust could refer to a persecution of, like, people being persecuted, okay? So let me go back.
Yeah.
Let me see where you died, what lifetime we're talking about, because there's many lifetimes. And I don't know if necessarily it's your last lifetime, because I'm getting the 1800s, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Let me go. For some reason, the 1800s, mid-1800s in Europe, okay?
Okay.
You ever want to be a witch?
I had a dream about my husband and I being witches, but go ahead.
No, I get Europe 1800s, mid 1800s. It's kind of the end of that period where witches were bad people, kind of like, right? But you were burned. You were burned. Not necessarily. Kind of at a stake, kind of thing. You were burned. You know, and I think it was more. They were calling you out as a witch, and I'm really getting the energy, woman, of course, I really feel woman, burned in your house. Burned in your house. Like they lit the house on fire and you couldn't get out.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. It feels like Europe. If I was to give you a general location, it feels more like what's Eastern Europe now, like Hungary kind of area.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, witch, you were probably in your 40s because I see a little bit of gray hair in this woman, okay?
Uh-huh.
Late 40s.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, you weren't really a witch. You were more like a healer, a woman, you know, that you took care of people. And you were resisted by authority for doing that. So, yeah, burning the house, it wasn't necessarily intentional. They were going to burn you out and you just didn't escape. They wanted you to leave town, but you got trapped. Okay, something fell on you, like a log or something, fell on you, and you couldn't get out.
Okay.
So it wasn't World War II. So that's why claustrophobia, because you're trapped, you can't get out, and there's a fire. Ooh, that sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yuckies.
To know that I'm trained in traditional Chinese medicine and I'm a nurse in Western medicine, I'm still a healer. I still practice Reiki and energy forms.
Yeah.
My husband also. So I always felt that connection with him. And we just in our history, and his family and my family apparently in the 1700s have crossed paths.
Ah.
So this is very interesting.
So yeah, it was yeah. So I got a lot of callers today. Everybody wants to get in on something. So, but that's what I get about a past life. It was in the mid 1800s, Europe, probably Hungary area, and they tried to burn you out of the town, really. And you got caught,
awesome.
trapped in your house. Yuck.
That's good to know. That's awesome.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Wouldn't that be horrible? I mean, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine. Okay, 678 is the next one. You know, if you leave and come back, then I'm going to lose you in queue because I can only go. I don't have a support staff here, and I'll lose you in queue. So I only go by along how long people have been holding. And I have to keep them kind of short today because it seems like a lot of people want to talk about something. So if I cut you off, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just other people are going, when is he going to talk to me? So the next one is 678, and then after that is a 4477, whatever number that is, and then I got a 347, and then a couple other ones after that. 347, it looks like a 210 and a 262. So if you hear your numbers, they don't have a little name. So let me take that one, next one. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
I hear scratching noises in the background. What's that scratching noise?
But we're having a little bit bad weather here.
Where do you live?
Georgia.
Georgia.
We're having some really bad storms. Yeah.
And you have a first name? You have a first name?
Yes, Wanda.
Wanda, so what's going on, Wanda?
Well, I was the first time listener. I was listening to your show. And, I guess you do past lives. And.
And I talk to dead people once in a while. They want to come through.
Okay.
A lot of people ask me questions about relationships and stuff. I'm just going to set this up a little bit for you. I actually like to get messages from people who have passed about relationships other than my spirit guides, because I like your family members to tell you you're crazy instead of me.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But it's true. They will set you straight. If you had a grandmother who passed and she's going, you got to get out of this one. All right. Okay. So that happened. So what's going on with you? What's your question? You want to know about a past life? You want to know?
Well,
great grandmother doesn't like something you're doing right now.
It might be, yes. I don't know.
Okay, it's a maternal great grandmother. Okay. Just trying to give you a message. I'll give you that real quick, and then you ask your question. Well, her message for you. Take your time in the next decision-making thing you have to do. It feels like you've got some decisions coming up, pretty big ones, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, take your time. Take your time. How do I put this? I'm trying to hear this as I get it. Don't let other people influence you in the decisions you're going to make.
Okay. Okay.
And she'll give you guidance. So the synchronicity, if you know what that means, she'll give you guidance. You'll get the aha. Thank you, Gramps, whatever you call her. Okay. So what's your question? You want a past life thing? Real quick. Got to move through these.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, fine. Past life.
What year were you born?
1969.
Mm-hmm. Last life was in Mexico. Not the United States. You were in Mexico. You died, it feels like early 40s, okay? I get a male energy. I don't get a female energy, okay?
Okay.
I'm not trying to make this up. This is what I get. So this is really – I get the word dignitary, like you were a dignitary, like an official, like a government official of some kind. Okay, male energy, very, very handsome man, you know, just kind of like you were in your early 50s. Okay. I don't know if you have an energy of a warrior or, you know, you like to, let's say – rule things or like to be in charge sometimes, because that's what I'm feeling.
I do.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the carryover, that life. Okay, so yeah, it's a carryover. You still that warrior or that king kind of attitude. Okay, he was assassinated. You were assassinated. Somebody didn't like you.
Okay.
So this lifetime is really more about, okay, I want to carry that energy forward. I want to be in control. I want to do things, but I'm not going to get assassinated this time around. I'm not going to push those buttons.
Right.
And so you'll be successful at whatever you want to do. You can be successful at whatever you want to do, and you can influence people. Just don't push the wrong buttons.
Okay.
If that makes sense at all to you, that's what I get. Dignitary. Because I see this guy, he was like, I don't know if he was in the military or not, but he had the little stripe across his, whatever they call those things, across the chest, and it looked like kind of a formal uniform kind of thing. But I don't think he was in the Army. I just think he was a dignitary, like the mayor of a town or something. Okay?
Okay.
And he was trying to be corrupt. He was trying to keep corruption out, and the corruption influences got to him. Okay, now we would call it the drug lords, but it wasn't a drug lord per se back then. It was something similar. Criminals of some form just didn't like you. You were trying to be good. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Very good.
Sounds good. Thank you.
First name is Hector. Hector. I get Hector. I don't know Hector. You normally get names, but Hector comes through. Okay?
Okay.
Have a good one. That was fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, listen to your grandmother, great-grandmother, who she is. Listen to her because she's stern. She'll set you straight, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take
care.
Thank
you so much. Thank
Bye.
You.
What a lovely woman. I mean, okay, let me get on to the next one. Okay, we got this 4477, whatever that is. Yeah, it's like, must be a Skype thing. Then after that is 347, and then I'm looking at this. 210. So let's do that one real quick. I gotta speed these up a little bit, but that's all right. We can have some fun. Anyway, hello.
Hi, George. My name is Deep, and I'm I was born in 1978.
Okay.
Do you get anything about my past life?
Past life. Okay.
Let me
give you this real quick, and then this is what I get, because they show me parts of the world, and they show, I don't get the time period, but I get it's in Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia. It could be Indonesia or something like that. It feels like Indonesia. Okay.
Okay.
You know, not all lives are spectacular. You know that. Not, we weren't always kings at every lifetime, so I'm going to give you this. Southeast Asia, I still get rice farmer. I'm trying to put that one away, but it comes back. Rice farmer, you died older, like 70. So it was a pretty good life. Okay, it was not a cut short life, right? And yes, you lived a full life. You were a rice farmer, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, it feels like. I don't know why. I just see these rice paddies kind of things. And I see you being old in your 70s, probably 72, 73 is when you died. The age, when did you die? Oh, I didn't give you that. Early 1900s, around 1910, something like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
okay.
if you've ever been to that part of the world, but you identify with it. Okay? I don't know if you eat rice. You probably don't eat rice now because you're like, oh, I've seen enough rice in my last life, right? I guess the lesson for that is, you know, stick with what you know. Continue to do what you know. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to deviate too far off, because in that past life you did what you did. You were moderately successful at what you did. You had a family, you had children, you know, great grandchildren. I think they were grand. I don't think they were great. But you stuck with what you knew, and you helped other people.
Mm-hmm.
You helped other people, mm-hmm. And when there were people that were trying to influence you, people either helped you back. So be helpful. I mean, there was like. I don't know, like warring tribesmen, but you were always protected by your friends because you were always helping your friends. So do what you know to do, okay?
Okay, sure. Do you get anything from my grandmother about my relationship, or is that a question for another day?
That's another day.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks, George.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. That was interesting. Yeah. they don't, you know, not everybody's a Queen of Sheba. We were all not, you know, president of the United States. We all had kind of like normal lives. But there's always a lesson from it, and there's always something, you know, they're not always like the one lady about the fire, but this last one, it was kind of a nice life. It was a good life, but he stuck to what he did. Stay with what you're good at, right? Does that make sense? Stay with what you're good at. Okay, what do we got? Wait a minute. 347, have I talked to you? I don't think I've talked to you, because usually if you hang up, then I can take you. Boom. Okay, so 347, 210, and a 262. Okay, so I got it. I'm going to move on here. Somebody's typing. Typing while I'm talking. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, and who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Nadia.
Pronounce it again one more time. There's a little noise in the background, so you're kind of muffled.
Oh, Nazir.
Nazir. So what's going on, Nazir?
Good.
How are you today?
I'm tired. But
what?
I was just wondering. I'm tired.
Well, you work too much?
You
know
what?
Yeah,
I'm pretty hard on.
Let me give you this, and this is what I hear, and you can ask me your question, but I hear this for you. You try to take on too much of the world on your shoulders, or people around you. You try to take on too much. Okay?
That's definitely true.
Lighten your burden. Spirit would say to you, lighten your burden a little bit. Okay?
I'm an empath, so I'm not surprised.
Okay, so what's the question, though? I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
It's okay. I just want to know if you're picking up anything, you know, from my past life again.
What year were you born?
Hmm?
What year were you born?
99.
Oh, you're young. My goodness.
Yeah.
Really young. My goodness. 90.
Yeah.
That only makes you whatever. Okay. Doesn't matter. Past life, you died in the 1970s. Early 70s. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you live in the United States?
Yeah.
You were a hippie. At the end of the, yeah,
I knew
you were,
it.
You were a hippie. Because it feels like you died young then,
did
and
I
this
get
life
sad?
Is all. You died of a drug overdose. Okay?
Oh.
And an accident.
Oh.
I mean, you had too much drugs and you had an accident. Okay? It wasn't the drugs directly, but it was like LSD and you. Feels like you ran into a car instead of the car running into you. You know what I mean?
Wow,
like
that
ran,
makes so much sense.
Ran into the street and bam, boom, done. Because you were about 18 then. So the
wow.
Lesson is, well, stay off drugs. No, but it's also about this lifetime is a lifetime of fulfillment. It's a lifetime of doing what you intend to do and not being cut short by tragic stupidity, I guess is a good word for it. Okay?
To be aware. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. So, yeah, just go out there and have some fun, but know that you're here, you're more serious in this lifetime.
Yeah, definitely am.
Yeah.
Thank
not more frivolously taking LSD and running in the streets for you, kid. Okay?
No more, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Bye. Wow, that was pretty heavy stuff. Okay, 210, I think. Let me look. Yeah, just 210 and then 262. And then I got some other people just jumped in the last minute. So 210. Okay, here I am. Okay. The question in the chat room, if you were a healer in a past life, will it carry through in some otherwise? The answer is yes, but in a general way. Let's say you were a doctor in a past life. You might be some kind of medical person, healer, kind of. You might be a dentist in a lifetime or something else, but not necessarily specifically. Hello. I'm sorry. I was just answering a question. Okay. You there?
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
I was reading on your bio that you do medical intuition as well, and I was wondering if you're doing that today.
Yeah, as an empath, yes, I can pick up on people. I try to be really careful about that one because whatever I say to people about that one is always see your physician, and, you know, it's just...
I just want your opinion.
Opinion? Uh-oh, what's going on? And your first name?
Well, I'm trying to balance my... I'm trying to balance my thyroid. I'm having a difficult time doing that, and I was going to see what you picked up on it.
You know what? Yeah, let me have your. Can I have your first name, please?
I go by Pearl on BTR.
Okay, pearl. Okay. No, you know what I'm getting? And it's an energetic thing as much as a physical thing for you. Okay?
It is physical?
Physical, but it's a lot of it is an energy thing. I get energy about you, your
okay.
energy. Okay? I get your throat chakra issue too. Okay? And I get it's
mm-hmm.
a communication thing. But it's also an honesty with yourself issue.
Okay.
I mean, you can see the doctor and you can do whatever because a lot of times thyroid conditions are not enough iodine in the body, throat, right? That area. But
yes.
I keep getting that word, and you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I hear. But it really is about speaking. It's about an honesty with yourself, and I don't know why I get that. Okay? You have to be honest with what you want to do next and speaking your truth for yourself. Because you can get the physical corrections taken care of and the balance of the hormones in your body or the chemicals in your body, but you still have to deal with the emotional aspects of it. That's what feels out of balance. That's the energy I get around it. Or you can do a throat chakra treatment, okay?
A throat chakra what?
Third throat chakra treatment.
Treatment. Okay, what does that consist of?
Well, you can have an energy healer do that for you, or you can throat chakra, you can wear a lot of sky blue color, okay?
Okay.
You, there's certain crystals that you can use. Kyanite was one of my favorites for the throat chakra, if you know what kyanite is. Look, you know, some places that sell stones and precious or stones, you can get them even in jewelry, kyanite, and you wear it, carry it around the throat. I'm not saying you have to do this. It's just giving you ideas, okay? But it feels like it's a mix of emotional and physical problems, and it feels like from a physical point of view, you're a little out of balance too, okay? Okay, and physically, there are dietary issues that you know about that you need to take care of. Okay?
Yeah, like diet.
Yeah,
dietary
issues you need to take care of, okay? It feels like the word, and I mean as in, I'm going to use the word fat, but oils, fat, like fatty foods, okay?
Okay.
Restricting that.
Yeah, I think I need to lose 20 pounds. That'll probably help me out a lot.
Yeah, it feels like fried foods do not agree with you.
Okay.
More baking, my friend. More baking. Baked
okay.
whatever. I hear the word fish. Do you eat enough fish?
I love fish. I ate salmon quite a bit for years, and I slacked off in the last year.
Well, get back to it. Baked salmon is probably the best one of the best things for you. Salmon or what's the other one? Mackerel?
Cod.
Okay.
Cod, halibut.
Halibut. Yeah, halibut's the one. Yeah, halibut. More halibut. Okay? And fresh tuna. Not canned, but fresh. Go out and catch yourself a tuna, okay?
Yeah, right.
But yeah,
where I live.
I know,
yeah.
But it's a balance in there. It's fresh fish, baked fish, yeah, fish, you know, okay. More greens, spinach would be really good for you. Okay?
Yeah, I get it. I was a gluten-free, dairy-free, and ate a very lean diet for years. In the last couple of years, I've gotten too busy, and so I've done a little more fast food, not so much fried food, but fast.
Yeah. Well, that stuff's not good for you because it's all processed,
no.
And you know. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I get it.
The physical and the emotional, okay? Because I think the emotional adds to the physical problems.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
You can do this very quickly. You can turn this around really fast. You just need to focus on it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, That was interesting. I don't get that very often. You know what? I got to speed this up a little bit. Got the callers, and they want to talk, and then 262, and it looks like a 951. Okay, so I'm going to kind of zip through this a little bit. I don't mean to be – I'm not trying to be rude about it. Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. And you have a first name?
John.
John, what's going on today, John?
Well, I'm wondering if what I'm thinking is correct or not. And my problem is that I think I might have found a 14-year-old daughter that I didn't know about.
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I just generally don't go this direction, and I don't get these kind of readings very often. So you taking the paternity you're going to take a paternity test?
Kind of debating that.
I would do it. I have to be honest, I'm not getting a yes or no. I don't get a real strong energy one way or the other, but I'm hearing more about you need to verify this for yourself with a paternity test. More than anything. And that just seems like general advice, but I don't get a psychic kind of pickup on that one, I have to admit. Okay? But do it for yourself. If I was to get lean one way or the other, I'm feeling more no than yes. Okay?
Okay.
And that might be more emotional than physical. Does that make sense? Like there's emotional no there. Like there's no emotional attachment. Whether the DNA matches up or not, I feel the emotional attachment. Does that make sense?
I guess, maybe.
Yeah,
it feels like a resentment
maybe on the other person's side.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't feel that. I don't think I have a lot of resentment. I just was very shocked to see that the pictures of the girl seemed to resemble me and my mother very strongly.
Yeah, and I think there's a resentment on the other side, her, if that was to be true or to come into play, okay?
Oh, that I can verify, yeah, because I had already contacted her, and then we had a very nice conversation for 40 minutes, and then last Saturday I contacted her, and she said never to call her again.
Yeah, see, that's the resentment I'm feeling, not on you, but on her, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So you better, I feel the energy is really kind of let this one pass, because it's, digging it up is not going to help much, okay? Maybe that's why spirit doesn't want to get too much into this one.
Okay.
I'll let you, you take that where you want to go with it, but I'm feeling that digging into this one might be a problem, especially for her. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes the energy is not his energy or her energy, but it's the person you're attached to energy. Okay, so real quick, 951 and then a 773. Okay, I got a little bit of time. I'll give you a few minutes. Hello.
Hello, hello. Hi, George.
Hi. Who am I speaking
it's
to?
Nathaniel.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
Okay,
how are
here's,
you?
Here's, I got a, I'm good. I got a quick message because I have a couple other calls and I don't want to get too bogged. But I get... It's like the expression I'm hearing from you, and this is like an ancestor. This is not like a spirit guide. This is like a male figure going back, and it's like on the uncle kind of side more than the direct line side. It's not like grandfather, great-grandfather side. It's more of like an uncle or cousin side, okay, going back in generations, still watching over you. And it's kind of a, I don't know how you describe this expression, but it's like, take out the trash, not the literal trash, but take out the trash in your life or get rid of some things in your life that you have emotional attachments to that you need to let go of. Okay?
Okay.
So it's distinct trash. So get rid of some things in your life that are encumbering you from making progress. Something's holding you back. And it's something you don't need anymore. You really need to get rid of. Okay? It could be relationships. He kind of leans towards that energy life right now really being overly critical or overly, I don't know, controlling in your life is a better word for it. That you're being told to let go of, take out the trash because they're not going to benefit you in the future. Okay?
Well, tomorrow is trash day, and I know I have a few clutter items around here. I'll get doing that today. Thanks so much, George.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know if he got the point. I've got to, like, you know, take out the trash doesn't necessarily mean clean up your environment, which it could be, but it's more about an emotional attachment to something or somebody that is not good for him and not healthy. And I think that's what his, whoever that was in his past, feels like a cousin or distant way back when, kind of watch him going, yeah, you're just going to stick with this stuff forever, aren't you? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so like a 773 number. Wow, this is fun. Hello, you're there?
How are you?
Yep.
Yes, what? I am. How are you?
I'm okay. Who am I speaking to? You have a name?
Nelsie.
Nelsie. That's an interesting name. Very interesting
N-I-L-S-E-Y.
Okay, Nelsie, so what's going on in your life that you would call into a show like this?
And be ever so happy about it? Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of feeling stuck, and I'm just wondering maybe I'd love the idea of a past life question or any advice you could give me.
What year were you born?
63.
That was a good year.
It was a good year, was it not? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't really get a past life thing as much as I get somebody from your past, like a dead person. I joke about the word dead. They're not really dead, but
dead.
They're just in a non-physical form.
They're dead to me.
well, you might have a picture somewhere, but that's all right. Okay, so who is this? It's a male figure. Male figure, like a great-grandfather kind of figure. Okay? Let me ask you a question, because I never get names. And you're going to have to tell me if I'm correct on this one, because I hear the word Albert. Is there an Albert or an Alan or something like that in the past, way back? If that doesn't ring a bell, I don't know why.
I don't know either.
No cousins? No. Okay, well, don't worry about it. See, that's not important. The names are not important. It's the message they have for you, right?
Okay, yeah.
So you're feeling stuck. So you want to know if they have some advice for you about getting unstuck, right?
Yeah, because I'm just feeling stuck in my job, in my life, where I live. I just feel stuck. Kind of depressed. Stuck, yeah. How's that? What's your advice?
Well, the advice is that the cart will be turned over soon. The thing, there'll be a reversal soon. It's like, I don't know how you say it. It's the whole thing will turn over really soon. The whole thing's going to turn over. You've hit a point where there's a lot of resistance to change in your life. Okay. For some reason, there's a lot of resistance is what I'm hearing for you. And that resistance is going to break through. It's like the balloon is going to burst in the near future for you. And you're going to get all kinds of ideas and thoughts of going forward. This is a stagnating period for you. Okay? You know it. But the stagnating is a time for you to regroup on emotional loss, from emotional loss. I don't know what happened in the past, but there's some regrouping that you had to do from emotional loss that you're in this, but it'll bust through. The balloon's going to blow open soon, okay?
And that's good, right? It blow open, chaos and crazy, but good, right?
No, it'll give you a sense of direction, a sense of purpose, a sense of moving forward. It's a flipping over into something new, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, you get there really soon, before the end of the year. That's what I get. You ready? You get ready for a little excitement?
Yeah.
Okay, good for you.
I am indeed.
Okay, you'll get there, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting character from the past. I wonder who Albert is. I wonder if it's somebody I know named Albert. Sometimes I get Albert, I get a name, and if it's somebody that's just passing a message through from an Albert. Does anybody else have an Albert in their history? Anybody related to an Albert that's like a couple generations back? And anybody in the chat room who was calling in? Because that name came really strong, and I don't know who's connected to Albert. Anybody? If in your chat room, just say yes or no or whatever. Let me take another call. No, I have no idea who Albert is. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Mindy from New York.
Mindy, so yeah, there's no Alberts in your family way back when? Dad, not around anymore?
Dad's not around. There was a neighbor when I was a child. He was older, like in his 50s or 60s then. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay, so what's going on today? Say one of my people in the chat room. They have a cousin named Al. Just listening.
And,
no questions.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see if you could get any info for me, see what you pick up for the future, the near future, the next few months.
Well, let me give you it this way, because I think this Albert is related to you. I think this Albert is for you. Because this Albert is saying, were you really young when he was around?
Yeah.
You were a child, right? And he liked to watch you play, or he knew you played a lot. Okay? And the attitude is that you will continue. He wants you to continue playing because he still, from the non-physical world, likes to watch you play, to have fun. That the breakthroughs in your life, if you're looking through breakthroughs to get some another place, you have to have fun first. Take life less seriously, basically, because that's the message. Take life less seriously. Have some fun because you're being watched over. And if you're playing more, big breakthroughs will come through for you.
That's nice.
Okay.
You know what's really strange
really...
as you're talking? This afternoon, I met somebody who introduced me to her grandmother. And I said, you look exactly like this woman, Margaret, that I was close with, that was my neighbor. This must have happened an hour ago. As you're talking now, I'm getting the chills. She was Albert's wife.
Okay. Yeah, so he's connecting with you, okay?
Great.
Got it?
Okay. Got it.
So go have some fun.
Thank you.
Basically is what Albert's trying to tell you.
I'll
okay?
try.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so my friend in the chat room. Ooh, is it going to go away or not? Oh, okay, my friend in the chat room that you said you had a cousin. Is your cousin Albert still alive? Are you still there? And is your cousin Albert still alive? Could be a bunch of Alberts out there. I don't know. There's maybe one or two. I don't know. I got a couple more minutes. I don't know if I don't think it's your Albert, but yeah. That Albert came in really strong. Like, I'm waiting for you to talk to my friend here. Would you get on to the next reading so I can give her a message? It's like, whoa, okay. Yeah, it's funny. So I think that Albert was for the lady who called in. I really do because, the neighbor and all that stuff saying, you got to go out and play. Okay, I think this is a call of me. Have I talked to you yet? Have I talked to you yet? Hello? I get lost in these numbers. Hello?
Hi.
Real quick, I am down, almost out of time here. So who am I speaking to?
Last night, and I don't understand the dream. I've been having dreams for the past 3 days, different dreams. And the dream last night, I was with some people, and then it was a newscast, and this girl was...
Well, before we get into all the details, because this could take time, I don't have a lot of time, but let me just give you a little bit. I studied dream interpretation in school, and I'll give you a little bit of advice. It depends on what time of the night. If it's just before you awaken, the dreams are generally about clearing something in your life, like an issue. And it's usually symbolic of something you need to work through, get through, and let go of, okay? If the dreams are in the middle of the night, like 3 in the morning, you wake up suddenly, then you're usually very prophetic and you need to pay attention to them. If they're an hour or two after you go to bed, we call them pizza dreams. They're just your system's kind of like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that. So I would look at what time of the night it was and then think about the symbols in the dream about if it was early morning, about what do I need to let go of? What do I need to – what am I trying to release in my life? What is this dream telling me to not to worry about anymore? Okay?
Okay.
Because I'm almost out of time here and I really can't get into all the details. But a little bit of analysis, and there's a lot of great books on dream analysis, but generally that's it. The symbols are usually very important to you and not necessarily general symbols because the people are generally symbolic of something in your life. Okay?
Okay. I just didn't understand. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I didn't have time to get into – well, it's been fun. This has been a really great hour or 45. And I want to thank everybody that's called in. Thank all everybody who – thank Albert. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I love you guys. I'll be back tomorrow. I don't. Oh, we're out of time. Oh, we're out of time.